Can you talk a little bit about your clinical algorithm in evaluating and managing these patients, both in terms of the clinical trial options that you're currently presenting and how you manage patients outside of a trial setting?
So the first trigger is generally some sort of abnormality in the CBC. And in my opinion, that gets a bone marrow, period, full stop. There's a lot of discussion that people have about whether it is or is not necessary to do a bone marrow biopsy. It is. It has to be a complete bone marrow aspiration and biopsy. There needs to be good quality cytogenetics, good quality aspirate analysis, which generally it's best to have a reasonably experienced hematopathologist, somebody who sees a lot of MDS, because otherwise you get a lot of overcall diagnoses, which is bad for the patient. You want to have a complete immunophenotype analysis of the bone marrow, not of the peripheral blood. It is an inadequate substitution.